People around the globe were transfixed last summer by the death of an ordinary Iranian woman named Neda. Neda was gunned down in the streets of Tehran by members of a pro-government militia. The militia was trying to silence the massive street protests that erupted following Iran's disputed presidential election. The woman's full name was Neda Aga Sultan, and her death was captured in a choppy video that went viral on YouTube. That video forever changed the life of another Neda living in Tehran, Neda Sultani. Cameron Abadi writes about the little-known story of this other Neda in the latest issue of Foreign Policy magazine. So pick up the story for us, Cameron. How did this confusion occur, intertwining the lives of two women, one dead, one alive?
Well, enthusiastic activists heard about this martyr, saw the video on YouTube, and decided to create a Facebook page in honor of the martyr. But the photo that they tracked down, also on Facebook, which they assumed belonged to the deceased protester, actually belonged to another woman named Neda. And as soon as they posted that Facebook page, other members of the mainstream media picked up that photo, and from there it was impossible to stop.
Does that mean that posters that people carried around the world kind of celebrating the life of the Neda who died, those are pictures of the wrong Neda as well?
Very often the case. The very first posters were, in fact, of the wrong Neda. Eventually, the family of the deceased Neda released a photo of the actual protester, but then it was competing with the photo already out there. And to this day, you still see protests and occasionally newscasts with the wrong Neda depicted.
So, Cameron, tell us more about this other Neda. How old is she? What was her role in the street protests, if any? Where is she now?
The other Neda, Neda Sultani, is 32 years old now. And when she was in Iran, she was a graduate student of English literature. And she wasn't a particularly politically activist-minded person. That's not to say she supported the regime, but, you know, there are many people in Iran, and that's gone overlooked, who don't involve themselves in politics. And she was one of those until her photo appeared all over Tehran and all over the world. She was then pressured by the Iranian government to go on national television and basically support their propaganda and suggest that the murder never happened. And those suggestions from the Iranian government were also mixed with threats, and so she felt unsafe. And despite all of her pleas to international news agencies to stop using her photo, they continued using the photo until finally she decided to pack a bag and leave the country. She made her way to Germany and upon arrival applied for asylum. That has come through, but she is now living alone, has lost her job, lost her friends, lost her family, doesn't speak German, and is trying to build a life in Germany, but is not doing well.
How many major news outlets picked up the bad lead and got it wrong? I know the BBC did, and ergo, we did too, but how many other outlets and how many corrections have you seen?
You know, I've seen the photo pretty much in any major media. You saw it in the New York Times, you saw it in European media, you saw it then in Iran. And I thought the most poignant part of this story was when the Neda Sultani saw her photo, assumed that things would clear up quickly on their own, reached out to Voice of America in Washington and said that she was in fact still alive and sent other pictures as corroborating evidence. VOA then went on the air and showed those photos that were supposed to absolve her and said they were exclusive photos of the slain protester, only, you know, feeding the flames.
In Iran, has the mix-up been corrected despite Iran's best efforts to kind of co-opt the situation and turn it into kind of political gain?
Iran has a lot of stories about the Neda case. The Iranian government, you know, still floats theories that the protester was murdered by protesters, that she was never killed at all, and that she's still alive in Europe. This is one of the stories that they float. But I don't think this mistake has sunk in quite as much as it should. And I've seen since writing about the story that I've gotten calls and emails from Iranians who, you know, thanked me for writing this, who didn't know that this was the case. I've also been glad to get messages from people who were touched by the story and want to help Neda. And, you know, this is the great side of this sort of internet and social media, is that people can reach out and read these stories and make a difference. And I hope they do. But I hope they also keep in mind that this was partly created by the social media.
Cameron Abadi, an associate editor at Foreign Policy magazine, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.